Penguin Random House Audio presents Gingerbread. This is the author, Helen Oyeyemi. Be formed to be finishment, fold as full seldom. The beginning and the end accord hardly ever. Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, passes 2, line 9. Chapter 1. Harriet Lee's gingerbread is not comfort food. There's no nostalgia baked into it, no hearkening back to innocent indulgences and jolly times at nursery. It is not humble, nor is it dusty in the crumb. If Harriet is courting you or is worried that you hate her, she'll hand you a battered biscuit tin full of gingerbread, and then she'll back away, nodding and smiling and asking that you return the tin whenever convenient. She doesn't say she hopes you'll enjoy it. You will enjoy it. You may think you don't like gingerbread. Well, just try this. If you live low carb, she can make it with almond or coconut flour. And if you can't have gluten, she'll use buckwheat or millet flour. No problem. A gingerbread addict once told Harriet that eating her gingerbread is like eating revenge. It's like noshing on the actual and anatomical heart of somebody who scarred your beloved and thought they'd got away with it, the gingerbread addict said. That heart, ground to ash and shot through with darts of heat, salt, spice, and sulfurous syrup, as if honey was measured out, set ablaze, and trickled through the dough along with the liquefied spoon. You are phenomenal. You've ruined my life forever. Thank you. Thank you, said Harriet. She makes two kinds.